Welcome back, CITR 101.9. There's some interesting, crazy, chaotic sounds to get us started. A real mishmash of lots of different genres there. That was Doldrums.
And interestingly, kind of opposite of what Doldrums means. Doldrums are like silent and calm. And
down in the doldrums, yes. Very, very observant. Actually, it's funny because, by the way, welcome to the Discord radio show. I'm Wade.
I'm DJ CJ.
And
this is the radio version of Discorder Magazine, your fun-loving, hippie-smashing, indie local music magazine.
Hippie-smashing?
Yeah, you can roll this magazine up and hit somebody with it.
Why hippies?
I don't know, because...
What do you got against hippie? I used to be a hippie.
That's true. I've seen those photos.
But we were talking before about Doldrums. We played a song for you a couple weeks ago called Sunrise. And I'll be honest, when we popped the city back in, I was expecting to hear something more along those kind of mellow tunes of so we can even give you a little bit of a background sample of the sweet sounds of Sunrise. It's actually it's a kind of track that it's almost good background music, actually. We'll get it up going in the background there. As it's kind of ironic that we're playing Sunshine in the background as Laurel walks in, bringing a bit of sunshine to us. It's nice that we're so casual that you can just walk on by, open the door, and just join us spontaneously in the studio.
Hey guys.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Yeah, you look like you're in a great mood today.
I'm pretty good. It's a little sunshiny. I just had, like, I don't know about you guys, but that weekend, man. Yeah.
It was good.
It was a great weekend.
Yeah.
What did you get up to, Laurel?
I went to Nelson. I went
that's why I'm such a good mood.
The Kootenays, the gem of the interior of BC. I don't even know what you call that region. I don't know. I guess it's the Kootenays because it's on Kootenay Lake.
Yeah, Nelson's definitely the Kootenays.
Yeah. I went skiing and hiking and hot springing.
Water skiing?
And I guess that would have like completed the whole thing, but I did everything except go swimming in an actual lake, but I did go swimming though. So,
I once went swimming that lake in Nelson in the month of October.
Ooh, yuck. Yuck.
But it was a nice day. Yeah. How hot did it get? How hot did it get this weekend in Nelson?
I think it was about 20. It was around 20 degrees. But when we were coming back through a Soyuz, it was like 25.
That's there. The Okanagan.
It was insane. I got really warm, but it was it was so nice. Oh,
I had lots of this stuff. The Sunshine by Doldrums.
Oh, in the background. Yes. First. Indeed. Anyways,
we're about to play another track from Gal Grayson, actually. Ooh. Who of course was featured in the Pop Alliance. Mm-hmm. And has also been featured as part of the under review section this month's issue of Discorder. I know we're kind of throwing you in the spot here, but what can you tell us about Gal Grayson?
Well, they just put a cassette out on Green Burrito, I believe, correct? Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. Yep. And it's a trio of people. I'm trying to just think of what I'd describe the music like.
Now, they played at the CITR Fun Drive finale, but I hate to admit it, I was trying to put up fashionably late, but and in my attempt to be cool, I actually missed out on the band, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. I've actually admittedly listened to them on the Pop Alliance compilation, which is amazing, by the way. But I don't know, it's sort of like dreamy, jangly alt rock, I suppose. Is that a good way to? Yeah. I like to just string along a bunch of adjectives together.
Banjectives.
Yeah, with Y's on the
I couldn't
end.
Have said dreamy, jangly.
Dreamy,
what'd
jangly.
What did you say? What was the third thing? Dreamy, jangly.
Alt rock.
They'll probably hate me for using the word alt rock in there, but I mean it in a really good way. I don't mean it.
Well, let's give it a little spin and see if these adjectives work. I got a feeling they're right on the money, actually. This one is called Miss June Goth from Gal Grayson off of their Blue Hearts in Exile brand new album, which is reviewed this month in our April edition of Discord. We'll come back and talk about that and lots of other great stuff happening at CITR land right after Gal Grayson and Miss June Goth on CITR 101.9.
Oh,
We're back, CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio. That was some nice, dreamy, jangly alt rock. Well said, Laurel. Good call on that one.
Thanks.
Gal Grayson, thank you. And Miss June Goth. And you can find them on this month's, well, in the Pop Alliance
compilation,
which is number one this week and this month on Discorder in the top 30. Speaking of Discorder, and that's not really a, I mean, we're always speaking of Discorder because it's Discord Radio, so that was kind of a weak attempt at a segue. But Laurel, our editor in chief, is here with us and came in with some really exciting news. Maybe that's why one of these news is such a good mood today.
True. There's all sorts of exciting news. We're having the very first Discorder issue launch party next week. It's the launch of the launch parties. So we're going to have a big party to celebrate the April issue of the magazine. And we're going to be doing this on a monthly basis on at the beginning of the month at the Cobalt. So the first one is next Thursday.
Next Thursday, that's April 11th.
Yep. And shout out to Jordan, who's worked his butt off to get us the Cobalt.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jordan.
Jordan Arnaz, our fearless under review editor.
Yes. Now, this has been, we've been talking about this for months now, but yes, it's happening. So I'm glad that it's finally happening. Is it going to be happening every Thursday, the second Thursday of every month? Is that how it's going to go?
It's probably going to be the first or second Thursday. I guess it'll depend on what we've got secured, but it'll be a Thursday for sure. And it'll be at the Cobalt. So in the beginning portion of the month.
Nice. Great way to generate some more hype for the bands that are being featured in each month's issue of Discorder.
Exactly.
We have some early teasings of who we can expect next Thursday, or is that all still hush-hush right now?
I think we'll have some more information for you on next Tuesday's show, but we will have people performing who are either the main features in the issue or who have had albums reviewed or who we've discussed in some sort of capacity in the issue. So the idea is just to get people on stage that have been in the pages of the magazine.
I think it's a fantastic
idea. We're like completing the trifecta. We've got the print version, we've got the on-air version, and now we're going to have the live version. So we've got like the three-headed beast of Discorder, and it's all out there in your face.
Watch the trifecta come into fruition next Thursday, April 11th at the Cobalt.
Yeah.
And even though we don't know who we're going to hear from as yet, because it is a surprise at this point, we are going to hear some music from Jordan's band.
Yes.
Which was actually CJ and mine's first introduction to the Cobalt as Discorder hosts, I believe. Is that a correct assessment, CJ?
That's true. Yeah, that was... I actually wasn't there for that show, remember?
Oh, you weren't? Oh, just mine. Like, oh, awesome.
Remember?
I guess because CJ, we usually go to the shows together, and I had such an awesome time at that one, so I just assumed you were there.
I was there in spirit.
Yeah. That's why it's such an awesome time.
I was high-kicking on another street.
Nice. Well, let's get our visuals in place for some high kicks with this track right now. It's called Needs. It's from Phoenix Thunderbird, our own Jordan Arnaz's band.
Love that track. Love it.
Yeah, good track, good band, and good idea to have this Discorder monthly jams.
Woo!
Starting next
Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Woo!
In the meantime, hear the tunes. Let's do it. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
All right.
Discord or radio, we're back. Needs from Phoenix Thunderbird.
Hope you enjoyed that. That was fantastic. That was off their album or EP Repetition.
Yes, it was.
Pretty good.
And of course, that was from Jordan Ardenas, our current under review editor.
Indeed.
He's doing a great job, but even doing an even better job of helping organize these parties, which we're quite excited about for next Thursday.
So excited!
Yeah. So Laurel's still here with us. We might as well tap into your wealth of knowledge. Another band that's been featured this month, ZJ, you've been talking about them a little bit as well, is a band called Bestie.
Bestie. So their album has been reviewed on this month's issue of Discorder. And, it's an EP. It's called Pineapple. And they've got one track. It's really good. Called Pineapple. And it's pretty interesting. It's sort of like pop surf-y stuff. It's pretty good.
The Bandcamp page looks delicious. They got French fries and pizza and sunshine and pineapples on there, and that yellow is just...
I like how they say that their influences are summer, ice cream, the beach, girls, floating down a river in an inner tube, and high fives and heartbreak.
Wow. Those are all just incredibly lovely images.
Pretty lovely.
Maybe we should just go away from those great images right into the track.
Yeah.
One more time, what are those? Give me some imagery and really set it up. Make us feel it this time.
We've got the hot heat of a May summer. We've got some cool hazelnut ice cream. We've got the beautiful golden beach. We've got some beautiful girls. You're floating down the Nanaimo River. Is that a river?
Couching.
Swish, swish.
Okay. In an inner tube.
Ooh.
High fives. Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Enjoy.
Discord Radio 1019 CITR. That was the very tasty looking and sounding pineapple by the band Bestie, whose album is under review this month in the great looking April edition of Discorder magazine.
That's true.
We only got a couple minutes left, so CJ, what is on the cards for this week in Vancouver, specifically this week here at UBC?
Well, here on the UBC campus, we have the AMS is throwing, AMS, which is, of course, the Alma Mater Society, the student society at UBC, and they are throwing the annual block party, which is today on April 5th at the McKinns Field, which is, most people know, it's right next to the bus loop, and usually a pretty big event. People get really hyped about it, a lot of beers drunk, and a lot of people dance, and it's a great lineup. I think we've got
It was like, first of all, I was just gonna say, it was like spring break last year when I was there. It was crazy. Mastercraft played, Hey Ocean, Mother,
I've seen a couple.
Maria in the Shower.
Yeah,
this year's lineup's looking even better.
That's true.
And who do we got this year?
So headlining it is Dylan Francis and Mord Fustang. And, of course, the one and only lovely man, Kanon.
That's amazing. Kanon coming to UBC, that's awesome.
For the second time, I think.
When was the first time?
He came for a global speaker series at the Chan Center.
Did he actually perform music?
He played acoustic guitar and sang.
He's a really interesting, he's got a real mishmash of different stuff he plays. He kind of fits into many different categories. Pop, folk, hip-hop, covering all the different genres. Originally from Somalia, been living in Canada since he's about 12 or 13 years old, and really rose to international acclaim with his 2009 release, Troubadour. Of course, the song Waving Flag was huge. Yeah. We're going to play something off that album now. Not Waving Flag, because it gets played all over the place. We're going to play one of my personal favorites from that album, which hopefully you'll be hearing this Friday at the block party. It's the last one at McKinnis Field, because all this construction, they're going to be doing something new. And who knows? I mean, the original incarnation of this event was called the Arts County Fair way back in the day. It's been the block party since it moved here to McKinnis Field. Who knows what version 3.0 will be.
That's true.
In the meantime, we're excited for this Friday and for Kanon and for all the excitement that will take place. Any final thoughts, CJ?
No, this has been a great week so far. Hope you guys have had a good weekend. We hope to see you at the Thursday, April 11th, Discorder release issue release party. So that should be great. Enjoy.
Awesome. Sounds good. Andy is up next with the city. He's about 4 minutes away. And in the meantime, here's Kanon with 15 minutes away. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Yeah. I'm sending this one out to everybody that's had to wait on a money transfer. Yeah, it's kind of whack when they charge you like 10% on the dollar. But you know how good it feels when they say, you can pick it up today, it's 15 minutes away, you can pick it up today, it's 15 minutes away, you can pick it up today, it's 15 minutes away, you can pick it up today, it's 15 minutes away. The worst thing is the waiting, man, it's spiritually draining. I guess I could repaint it, but don't think I'm complaining. I'm in my small apartment, this month has been the hardest. I couldn't afford some omelets, I'm broke like an empty promise. Sometimes when I'm in a meeting and everyone else is eating, I feel so awkward asking, so I pretend like I'm fasting. My girl had paid my payments, she wants to save my anus. She says my love's contagious, but my pride is so outrageous. She sent me Western Union so I can make it through, and it felt so good when she said write down this 11 digits. I go out to receive it, I'm desperate and I need it. Feels like an angel speaking, I can hardly believe it. You can pick it up today, it's 15 minutes away. You can pick it up today, it's 15 minutes away. You can pick it up today, it's 15 minutes away. You can pick it up today, it's 15 minutes away. You finally got a caller, you met him in Sao Paulo. A tourist with a dollar, he's some kind of a baller. Two babies in a stroller, and still he wants to holler. He likes your Pepsi Cola, but you ain't running Lola. Brazil ain't nothing easy, favelas over cheesy. That sun would make it easy, working for something measly. These girls will make you trust them, and sweetness is the custom.
But every day they hustling, every day they hustling.
John calls her with the number, home with her local lover. Who was it that picked up the phone? Oh, that was just my brother. She goes out to receive it, she's desperate and she needs it. It's like an angel speaking, she can hardly believe it. confirmation. The Western Union agent said grandma's destination had violent inclination. But now I'm proud, I'm pacing and walking to the station. Heavy precipitation, but you can't tell me nothing. I got my biz in order, I made it cross the border. Such dazzle, such a horror. His life is like an opera. Grandma, I never forget you. Worry, I'll never let you. Soon as I leave the venue, this money I will send you. I still haven't gone astray. Don't drink or smoke and sway. Though sometimes I don't pray. It feels so good to say, go out and receive it. Cause I just know you need it. Your boy has grown up decent. Grandma, can you believe it? Come pick it up today.